You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I was just getting social with the guy that does the WordPress for our show, so I apologize if I was a little late on the comeback. But we've got Tarek Maddox. We heard Ashwamedha talk about how you can build your body and brain back after cancer surgery, and now and he helped me when I have my back surgery, and I want to bring in my physical hands-on guy to help you work through your physical pain. Tarek Maddox, what's happening, yeah. Man?
Hi, Jim. I'm here. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I can't wait to see you Saturday. We're going to get fit for life, hashtag fit for life. But really, I want to take today, I want to talk about how you would approach, you know, you're a trained physiologist, you know, graduated, you're training Frank, you train Lamar. So my question to you is, you've got somebody, they're real fragile, they've just come out of cancer care or some other tough situation, well, like me when I have my back surgery. What do you start off with? What do you start off with, Tarek? How does somebody get back?
Yeah, sure. First of all, you have to get the say-so from the doctor to make sure it's safe, it's effective for the lady who's coming back or whomever, and you just want to make sure you take the right approach. I mean, from my understanding, exercise is very beneficial for someone coming or recovering from cancer or surgery. And my aunt was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is a survivor, and she's actually joined my training program, and she's doing phenomenal. But you always want to take a slow approach, make sure it's okay from the doctor. And you also want to start on some very good eating habits and stay on it.
You know, so Tarek, if you're eating now regularly and you're working out, and you're right, Dr. Mehta did say that exercise provides positive energy. I guess it's endorphins and that other stuff. It also helps you get your body just feeling better. Or as you would say, it helps you get tight, because you get tight as a drum.
Definitely.
Amazing.
Exercise can actually help it from reoccurring or coming back. It can actually fight off, free radicals and things like that. They may fire up some cancerous type-like cells. And so exercising after something like that is very beneficial for you. I would definitely recommend it. But like I say, you want to make sure it's okay from the doctor, make sure it's a very slow approach, and it releases endorphins, and I think it's great.
Now, Tarek, you run your what do you call it? Boot camp down in South Dade. You're there every week with your folks that you help stay fit for life. What's different from somebody that's in your boot camp to, let's say, me, who you come out and do the private training? Is it the same? Do you do customized things? How does that work?
Well, it's a little bit different. You know, I wouldn't say training is training. It's a different approach. Obviously, at boot camp, we push a little bit harder. Our moves are different. Our rest time is definitely different. We rest about 15, 35 seconds. Like I said, the movements are a little bit more explosive and powerful. The running is a little bit different, so I kind of pound them away. You know, it is a weight loss program, so
okay.
It has to be high-intensity body weight type-like exercise or routine. So it's a little different.
Okay. Now, I've been using my Fitbit. I compete with some of my friends, including Larry's in. High five to Larry. I beat you this week, but Larry does it on other weeks, so we kind of go back and forth on that. And I really enjoy it. It helps me keep going. I know that it's not an accurate representation of my work effort, but what it does do for me is it gives me benchmarks. It helps me see where I am day to day, week to week, month to month. And the thing I use it for that's most important to me is monitoring and tracking my sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
How
sleep.
Important is that, Tarek?
Yeah, I mean, monitoring your sleep is awesome. If you have the time and the discipline to do that, I think that's one of the most important things through in our lives is getting enough rest. Most people do not get enough rest, and I'm wondering why they're sluggish throughout the day or at work. Wondering why we need the extra dose of coffee or sugar or caffeine or what have you, it's because you're not getting enough sleep. You know, 5 hours won't do it. 6 hours won't do it. I think 7 to 8 hours is a good number for your overall sleep, capacity.
Yeah, I usually sleep from about 10:30 to 5:30 because I got to get up and get cranking in the morning, because you can control the front end of your day. I found that my day kind of loses its impact at the end. Now, how about working out? Working out in the morning, afternoon, evening, what's better?
Oh, in the morning gets you going. After your glass of water, get all your organs back hydrated, your brain especially, because our brain is a very large percentage of water. So first thing in the morning, you should have a glass of water to get it in your body, get you going. And exercising is awesome, great in the morning. If you can do well with exercise before your work day in the field find some people get tired, some people are actually okay. Like myself, I like to work out 5, 6, 7 in the morning and go back and hit it again at night.
Yeah, I work out in the morning, and before I'm finished with my workout, between the time I woke up and the time I finished with my workout, I guarantee I've had more than a half gallon of water.
Definitely, John. You're definitely staying hydrated. You know that. You've been taught very well.
Well, I'm giving softballs to you, big guy. Now, let's say this. Difference between me and Frank Gore, you've got a couple of minutes left. How is the training that you give Frank or a top-level athlete different than you would give a top-level of executive who's also under strain all the time?
Definitely. First and foremost, our stretching is even different.
Really?
I may give Frank a dynamic stretch, and I may give you a static stretch, which is slow holds for about 10 to 15 seconds, whereas to Frank Gore, I have him moving and jumping and bouncing around, ballistic type, like stretching, dynamic stretching. He's already pretty much loose throughout his day. He's an athlete, so they're ready to go right away, but they still need to stretch. So at the very beginning, that can be different from the very start.
Well, Tarek, if people want to find you, reach out to you, you've got at Tarek Maddox, you've got your website, phone number, they can text you. How do they get you, T?
You can also visit my website at espatraining.com, or you can give me a call on my personal cell, area code 786-278-5584. And one more time, Jim, I want to remind everyone to get out October 18th, 7 a.m. in the morning. Come out and support breast cancer. Don't forget all my campers are involved in it. We're going to cure this thing because we can do it. Fight on.
Oh, Tarek, I love you. We're going to be continuing our lifetime quest on Saturday as you keep me fit for life. Tarek Maddox, he trains Frank Gore. He trains Lamar Miller. He trains me. He can train you. Tarek, thank you so much for keeping me #fit for life.
Awesome, Jim. You guys have a great night.
All right. We'll talk to you. We'll see you Saturday.